Welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano, a show created to help you tackle life's greatest issues, from personal development to relationships, health, and business. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lauren Jano.
Hey everyone, welcome to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano. I'm your host, Lauren Jano, coming to you live all the way from Toronto, Canada, every Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tough Talk Radio. I'm so happy you're joining me here today. You know, as a certified high-performance coach, my mission is to help as many people as possible transform themselves so that they consistently living their best, most authentic, fulfilled, purposeful, happiest, and successful life. And so in addition to bringing you experts from around the world every week to discuss a range of topics, from personal development to health, business, spirituality, relationships, and psychology, I'm also going to take a few minutes each week to share with you a hyper-coaching highlight that I coach my clients on, all with the intention of inspiring and transforming you to a bolder life. So my high-performance highlight for this week is around developing a more positive mindset and psychology. And yesterday, I was fortunate enough to see Tony Robbins live in Toronto. And, you know, I've seen him before, but I always forget how impressive he is, how much energy he carries, and just his way of being. It literally is electrifying. Like, I mean, yesterday he came on at the end of the day. We'd been there the whole day. I think a lot of people were tired. And I kid you not, he literally took two steps onto the stage and you could feel the energy in the room shift. And he was able to sustain that for, I don't know, two and a half hours. And, you know, one of the things that he spoke to was how our decisions control and change our lives. And, you know, that ties in with one of the areas of high-performance coaching that I work on, and that's your psychology. And so if you think about it, what is impacting the decisions that you make? And it comes down to a couple of things. One, which most people don't really acknowledge or realize, is your energy and how you carry yourself. The more tired you are, that's going to cause you to make different choices, different decisions. How you carry yourself, if you think about when you're tired, when you're maybe in a bad mood, when you're frustrated, when you're not happy, and what your body language is and how you physically show up in that state and the thoughts and choices you make from there versus when you are feeling amazing and energized and excited and you're carrying your body differently and everything about you, your energy is different. The different choices you make from that place. And so the reality is, and Tony did such a brilliant job of demonstrating this and having us experience this yesterday, is that literally by shifting the way you carry yourself and how you stand, you shift your energy and that's going to affect how you feel, which is going to affect the choices and decisions that you make. So that's an important element to keep in mind because that literally is such an easy thing for us to change on a dime. And the other thing to look at is, you know, what are you focused on? Where is your attention going? Because where you focus your thoughts, that's where your actions are going to go. That's going to affect your feelings, which is obviously going to affect what plays out in your life. So if we find that our focus is not where we want it to be, or we find that our focus is consistently going in a more negative direction and not really taking us to make the actions that are going to move our life forward or move us in the direction that we want, how can you change your focus? Now, you know, it's easy to say, oh, well, just change your focus. But literally, how do you do it? If you're thinking in one way, what can you do to change it? And one of the most powerful ways to, and effective ways to change your focus is through questions. Because we know that when we ask someone a question or someone asks us a question, we immediately thinking about responses and solutions to that question. So, for example, if I had to ask you the question of, you know, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? You are most likely going to start thinking, well, what do I feel like eating? What food do I have at home? Am I going to go out for dinner? Am I going to have dinner at home? Am I going to pick up something? Your thoughts are going to be centered around that. You most likely are not going to be thinking about the going to the gym or errands that you have to do or someone that you have to phone. And so a great way to shift your focus and help it to go in the direction that you want so that the actions you take are in alignment with what you're trying to accomplish is to the quality of the questions that you're asking yourself and to be aware of the questions that you're asking yourself. So when you're having a bad day, are you asking yourself the questions that are disempowering? So for example, are you saying, why doesn't anything ever go right for me? Why isn't this working out? Why do things have to be so hard? When's this ever going to come together? If those are the types of questions you consistently find yourself asking, the answers to those questions are probably not going to change the circumstances. But if you ask yourself different questions, you know, what can I learn from this? What can I do differently? How can I turn this around? What resources do I have to create a different result? Then immediately your focus goes somewhere else. It goes somewhere more positive, and it goes somewhere more action and solution directed. So my high performance highlight for this week is for you to start paying attention to the questions that you see where you need to change them. And, you know, one of the strategies and one of the tools that I have my clients do is to create a list of a minimum of 5 questions that they can ask themselves every day that is going to focus and direct their mind in a positive way. So, you know, that's a strategy that you can take away and start using immediately. And I encourage you to do that. And at the same time, to make sure that you stay aware to the conversations and the talk and the voice that's going on in your head, and particularly to the questions that you're asking yourselves, and to use that to change that. Because when you ask yourself different questions, you make different decisions, and those different decisions are what's going to help to change your life. So that's my high performance highlight for this week, and I hope you found it helpful and useful. And if you have, I am going to every so often, a couple times a month, be doing a complimentary group coaching call where I will be coaching and speaking more to these high performance highlights and habits to help you transform your life. So make sure you check in regularly on my Facebook page. That is where I will post the details of the next upcoming session, and I'd love you to be able to join me there. But now, to get back to our show, before I introduce my guest, I just want to quickly make sure that you know how to be a part of the show and join the conversation. Literally, all you need to do is call in to 347-989-1363 at any time. Press 1, and my producer, Tony, will bring you onto the show. And then, of course, you can listen in online by going to lifesissueswithlaurenjorno.com. I'd love to have you join us. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then I will bring up my first guest for today.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Lauren Jahno is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjahno.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life's Issues with Lauren Jahno, a show specifically intended to help you transform to a bolder life. I'm your host, Lauren Jahno, and I'd love to introduce my first guest, Denise Palmisano. Denise is a change strategist. She implements high-performance coaching models to provide insights and breakthroughs in personal and professional development, communication, skills, and relationships. Combine these concepts, equip clients with life skills for effectiveness in situations that otherwise might seem overwhelming, costly, or time-consuming. Denise is also a personal friend and colleague of mine, and I'm so happy to have you on the show. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you, Lauren. Great to be here.
Awesome. How are you doing?
Great. I was so looking forward to the call today.
Oh, good. So, Denise, if you can just tell our listeners where you're calling in from and if there's anything else that I missed in your brief bio that you want to share with them before we jump into some stuff.
Well, I'm calling from Louisiana, a small town south of New Orleans, Houma. And really just to add to that, I mean, I guess instead of using up time from the show, they can take their time and go and visit me at www.empoweringpotential.com. And that would be all my contact information is available, as well as a contact form if you're interested in learning more about what I do or how I do it.
Awesome. So why would someone hire a change strategist?
Well, what I've found is that often people come to a crossroads of wanting a desired result, but not being able to accomplish it, or to, if they have accomplished it, like setting a goal, maybe they aren't able to sustain it for very long periods of time. So it's really to uncover those areas that they're unsure or unaware about, that it's, you know, it's not that everything has to be terrible. It's just that they're trying to enhance or create a more sustainable change or result, and therefore they're going to probably hire someone who is has expanded perspectives or expanded expertise or competencies, or to help them see what they can't see in the moment. So sort of uncovering some blind spots and maybe helping them create a plan to move forward, rather than, you know, staying on the treadmill of the same old way they've been doing it before. So it's extra perspective, added viewpoints, and support in getting a plan together.
Perfect. And, you know, I find it so interesting, having done different types of coaching over the year, that, you know, people will hire a personal trainer or a fitness coach, or they'll hire a nutritionist or someone that can direct them in that area, or a financial coach and advisor. But yet when it comes to their overall life, which to me is like the most important and the biggest picture of it all, there's this sense that we need to be able to figure it all out on our own. And it's just, it's such, I don't even know what the word is, but it's just such a, it's almost a distorted perspective, given all the other areas that people seek out advice and counseling and help for. And so I think it's just such an important thing that you point out, that A, you don't have to work with someone when things are falling apart, that you can be doing well, but there's maybe better ways to do it, more effective ways to do it.
Right. Right.
So,
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I think you wanted to say
something. No, I was just going to add that exactly. I think the important piece here to take away is that it's different. There are strategies for goals to just quickly accomplish a result. However, without developing the habits that will allow you to sustain those results, you're probably going to be facing the same issue time and time again. So I think a strategist can bring in ways or ideas or mindsets that help you have a longer-term vision, and so you're producing heightened layers of sustainability as you continue to move forward, which makes it's like a game changer.
Right. And I think also in that process, making sure that there's a sense of fulfillment in what you're doing, that it's not just about accomplishments and getting things done, but that is there fulfillment and satisfaction in that, in those things that you're doing? And if not, why are you doing that?
Right. Right.
So what's, in terms of you working with clients, how do you determine if someone is suitable for coaching, if it's a good fit? Because I know there are a lot of people out there that are not, literally are not coachable.
Yeah, it's a thin line, and you really don't want to waste anybody's time or money and yours at the same time. And you want to definitely be able to deliver on your promise. And so the process I use is basically a questionnaire that the client would fill out. And this would help them actually get clear on the results they're looking to produce, as well as how they consider themselves being able to either move through it on their own, or how willing they are to actually gain the support of someone within a structure to be able to close the gap, so to speak, between where they say they want to be and where they are now. So it's really about closing the gap, but the only way we can identify if I'm a fit for them and they're a fit for me is to see what their needs actually are and how willing they are to then take those steps to work with someone to, you know, have some accountability and some support, and have that, like you said, have someone ask some different questions that they might not be in the habit of asking themselves. So it really is about having the questions that allow them to close the gap so they can kind of step outside of the old mindsets. And exactly what you said, I loved what you said in the beginning, you know, is that all of that is so true. And it is a crucial part in being able to move forward.
And the other thing to also to be aware of and realize is that it's the willingness to do the work in between. Because, you know, that hour that you may spend or half an hour that you may spend with a client once a week, it's not a miracle. It's literally
right.
creating the clarity and the tools to then go out and for the client on a day-to-day basis be willing to put in the work to get the results or the shifts or the changes that they want.
Right, right. And that's why after the questionnaire, we actually schedule a telephone, what we call strategy session, to debrief on the questionnaire and really get into the deeper layers of, you know, helping them see for themselves if they're ready or not, so that they can, you know, if they're not, that's fine, but at least they will know they're at choice and they know what to do when they're ready to come back to it, you know, what the process looks like. So I think it sets, you know, everybody at ease to kind of have a sample session to see what it could look like before actually committing to a program.
Right. So, and I know you've been coaching for many, 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 many years, and are very seasoned and experienced. What topics would you say, and I don't even know if this is, you know, maybe difficult to answer, but what topics would you say most of your clients are seeking information or clarity on when they come to work with you?
They're usually looking for something has usually gone awry in their communication or their experience of their communication with other people. So I help them with communication skills, and we kind of dissect that. Also mood management, exactly what you said. You know, your thoughts can absolutely take you away, and depending on what mood you're in, you can't even see what you can't see. In addition to that, I work with a lot of people on career direction or career issues. And again, heightening their sense of energy so that they can focus on the relationships that are very important to them in their lives. And so it's mostly, you know, communication, mood management, career, and relationships. And within that, as they start taking action and start having some shifts in mindset, automatically additional energy or focus is available to them. And then the plan sort of falls into place after that point.
Awesome. So what would you say are some of the biggest obstacles that clients typically face when making changes or wanting to make changes?
Mm-hmm. What I found is that the biggest thing that gets people is their old habits or their recurring negative thought patterns. It's like I said, those blind spots. We can't see what we can't see, and sometimes they're layered amongst fears or different beliefs or maybe some distractions or behavior patterns that have them locked in or set in a certain mindset or way of being that really doesn't allow for them to move forward. It's almost like an immune system to change. They've created a shell or bubble or comfort zone around them that is almost, you know, it's a thick shell. So they first would have to realize, like I said, what's working and what's not working with their energy level, their mood space, their environment, all those things, so that we can see, you know, what are those obstacles that they might run up against even in the process. Because it's not that things won't happen. It becomes what do you do with it when it does. So the more we can illuminate their obstacles ahead of time, it's not about making you wrong in the process. It's about having that extra layer of awareness that then lets us know, oh, and we want to be on the lookout for this, you know, mood space or this old habit or pattern to hijack me off of my desired
right.
Action plan.
And in terms of mood, what have you found to be effective in helping clients to be able to shift their mood? Because, you know, like the reality is like, people are going through tough stuff. That's why they come to us, right? And,
right.
you know, legitimately going through challenges and things that are really tough to manage and deal with. And it's kind of understandable that you'd not be in the best frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
any strategies or tips you can share with our listeners of what they can do to try and shift that for themselves?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first step in any change or transition is awareness. So one, to be paying closer attention to how would you identify the mood you're in, okay, whether that's positive or negative. And you can get even more specific on a spectrum, anywhere from deep depression all the way to, you know, ecstatic or, you know, just joyful or gleeful. So you could create maybe a list for yourself of maybe 8 to 10, if you were to list it in a, you know, bullet point fashion, top to bottom.
Right.
What are those moods that you experience when you're feeling great, energy's high, you're on top of things, you're rocking and rolling, you're setting goals, wanting to be around people, all the way to when you notice yourself wanting to be isolated and distracted or caught up in some addiction or some non-productive behavior, then if you can have that as a sort of an indicator of where you are on that scale, one,
right.
It allows you to notice and then see what's possible. Moods only allow for a certain range of action or certain conversations. So if you can see maybe what's that next step, first, if it's not working for you, identify that, then what's the next step? How could you raise the bar maybe like to the next layer of mood? What actions or conversations would you be engaged or involved in if you were to intentionally choose to shift your mood? Most common mood shifters are calling, talking to a friend, maybe listening to some music, maybe some prayer or meditation. So having those strategies identified ahead of time, what are those things that work for you that you know that you're in a good place or that it would shift you to a good place? So then the work's done for you, and you're not in a very dark or deep place trying to figure it out, because from that place it's not likely you're going to be so quick to be looking for a solution. You're going to be kind of, you know, stirring in what is already not working. So do your work
right.
ahead of time for when it happens. Right?
Yeah. And so I think there are two key things there that you mentioned. And one is that, you know, figure out what works for you, because different things are going to work for different people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so, you know, it's also a case of trial and error. You know, try something. If it doesn't work, try something else.
Mm-hmm.
But keep trying until you find that thing that you know enables you to shift your mood. And then the other really important thing that you said that I want to highlight is that you're not going from zero, from the bottom of the scale to the top of the scale. So, you know, there's not,
right.
you don't have that expectation to be feeling stressed and anxious and feel that you have to turn it around and be like on top of the world, bouncing with the joys of life.
Exactly.
But even if you can shift it up one level or two levels, whatever shift you make is going to create a change.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to have that, not to set unrealistic expectations for yourself, and
right.
to realize that any shift is better than no shift.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. And create those indicators for yourself. What are you noticing that's having you leave a place that really works for you? And then what are those indicators that are allowing you to see that you're moving toward a different mood space? So, yes, it works both ways. You want to notice even the subtleties of as you're shifting up or as you're shifting down, because the more awareness you can create moment by moment, the better able you'll be to interrupt it before it gets to a degree that is going to take you a lot longer to work through.
Right. And, you know, one of the exercises that Tony Robbins did with us yesterday, which, again, just such a brilliant thing and anyone, you know, so easy to do, is to notice when you're not in a great frame of mind, what are your facial expressions? What is your body language? How are you talking? How fast are you talking? How loudly are you talking? What's your breathing right? And notice what it's like when you're in a more negative frame of mind, and notice what it's like when you're in a positive frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, just by shifting those physiological things, that can shift your mood and your mindset.
Right. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And again, this all comes back to what you said about you have to develop that level of self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people that are maybe not as self-aware as others, what would you suggest they do to try and elevate that level of awareness? Because, I mean, for some people it seems like a no-brainer and it's easy, but for some people it's not at all.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the simplest that you can steps that you could take that is doesn't take a lot of time, it just takes practice to notice more and more, is to really just find a quiet place that you can just be by yourself. And that could be even for a matter of 2 or 3 minutes. It doesn't have to take a lot of time, but just you just want to close your eyes or bring them to a soft focus and just breathe. And just keep your attention on your breathing and notice what you notice. What does it feel like, sound like inside, and how quickly are you distracted by a thought that might run across your head or, you know, maybe a noise you hear, or notice what distracts you and simply choose to notice without following it. And if you find yourself not focused on your breathing again, simply start breathing again and keep calling your awareness back to your simple breath so that you can understand and have an experience of thoughts will cross your mind. There is always going to be something out there screaming for your attention. And the more you
right.
can choose what you focus on is going to be your tool towards self-awareness so that you're not in other words, it doesn't, and then you have to follow it. It's like choosing to hear it and allow it to be there as though it were just information. And I tell that to clients all the time. That is information only. Any emotion
right.
or any thoughts, information only. Focus your breathing. We're practicing noticing what else is wanting to happen, but you are truly at choice about what you follow.
Awesome. Amazing, amazing advice. Denise, thank you so much. I can't believe our time is done, but so appreciate you taking the time to be here and share this with our listeners. Just before you leave us, if you can just give us your contact information once more so that we can make sure people can get in touch with you if they need to.
Right. The best and easiest way is the website, empoweringpotential.com. My phone information, email access, all of that is right there on the screen. And also you can fill out a contact form with specifics as soon as you are ready for me to get back to you.
Awesome. Denise, thank you so much. So appreciate you being here. And I know for sure that we'll be chatting offline. So have an awesome
yes,
day.
Ma'am. Thank you, Lauren. It was great to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. We are going to take a quick commercial break and then we'll be back with my second guest.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life Sessions with Lauren Jorno, a show specifically intended to help you transform to a bolder life. I'm your host, Lauren Jorno, and I'm so excited to introduce my second guest today, Rick Goodfriend. Rick is a corporate speaker and author who has been teaching and practicing proactive communication skills for over a decade. These skills help develop trust, cooperation, and connection with anyone instantly. The result? Bringing more calm, ease, and trust to your personal and business conversations instantly. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Rick, where are you calling in from?
Oh, Santa Barbara, California.
Oh,
we're having a heat wave today.
I am so jealous. I love California. So it's so interesting, you know, how I think what you're doing follows on from one of the things that Denise, my first guest, was saying, in that
yeah.
a lot of the clients she sees, that they come to her, and a big part of it is a breakdown in communication.
Right, right.
And so... From what you do and the work that you do, how are you able to help people with that and develop that instant level of trust and connection with each other?
Well, what I'm doing is teaching people to listen. We don't really listen in our community, our where we live and where we work and where we play and I'm teaching people to, if you want to be heard, you need to listen first. You need to really hear what the other person's talking about, and eventually they'll ask. They'll say, well, what about you? What's going on with you? Because they're tired of talking, really. I mean, it's so simple, but it's so true. People need to get whatever's on their chest, they need to get their stuff out. That's number one. And we need just to sit back and listen. And we listen not with our feelings, but with our needs, our values. And that's how I listen to the other person, is guessing the values or the needs that they're trying to come out with and not their feelings. You know, I'll do that maybe 3 or 4 afterwards, you know, 3 or 4 choices afterwards of my needs. But first I want to get down to what are they really needing, what do they really value, and this is the secret to this listening skill.
So how do we actually get people to do that? Because as you say, like, it's not rocket science in terms of what we need to do in terms of really listening to each other, but how do you get people to do that when they, I guess, not used to practicing that?
No, we need to practice it. But what I'll do, like in a workshop, what I'll do first is to empathize with them. That's what we're doing is empathy. And I'll just start empathizing with their check-in. They tell us why they're in the workshop, and I won't say anything except a question I'll ask. So it sounds like you want more trust, or do you want more, and that's what I'll do. Just say one word, one need, and they might agree, they might not agree, but this is building somehow the trust that we're all wanting with each other.
Right. So,
So I'll do it with you. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like you want a very stimulating guest today.
Absolutely. So
I just gave you some empathy, and it was right on. Sometimes I could be right off. You know,
right.
They'll say, no, it's not that, it's this. And I go, oh, okay, that gives me more clarity of where you're at right now. Wow, thank you. And I'll thank them because they're being honest too. And that's what comes out in our conversations is honesty, which we all
mm-hmm.
love.
Absolutely. And acknowledgement.
And what?
Acknowledgement, right?
Yes, yes. And I'll do that a little bit later. I'll acknowledge their honesty to me. Even if they're angry and upset, I'll say, thank you for being honest and telling me what's on your mind. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate your clarity that you're giving me. Thank you.
So it also comes down to very explicit communication.
Yes.
And
yes.
Putting a name to things as opposed to just assuming what's going on, but to actually expressing it. And as you say, either getting confirmation or not, but either way, that's going to take you closer to where it's trying to get.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you might be talking and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, she wants more fun in her life. I'll ask her about that if that's true. So I'll say, are you wanting more fun right now? And you might say, no, that's not it. I'm just wanting more financial security. And I go, oh, thank you. Thank you for, that clarity again, for letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I might
yeah.
be thinking that's what you're wanting is more fun in your life. And fun is a value that we all have, a quality. Financial security is a quality that we all want. You know, there's a list on my website of all these values that I really suggest that everybody grab and put it by your telephone or your computer, and when you're emailing, using these values in the emails. If you're talking to, emailing a friend or talking to a friend, this is a way to practice these skills and to become closer
right.
to your relationships.
So I know you talk about four ways that we disconnect relationships with everyday language. What are those?
Well, they're blaming, shaming, guilt, fear, comparisons. There's so many other ones, but those are the mainly four or five that most people use in their conversations. You know, they're blaming other people or blaming themselves, and there's a fear of being honest too. So we need to get our honesty out and be honest in this world. And if everybody's honest, we're going to have a lot less problems in the world, I think. You know, and it feels great, be honest, and to say what's on our mind. And that's where the trust builds up with each other.
And also taking responsibility for how and what we communicate.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Right. And that includes, like, I think, you know, and again, we were speaking about, Denise and I were speaking about this earlier, is part of this communication is your body language and your tone of voice. You know, those things carry probably sometimes even more weight than the actual words. But if you are paying attention to all of that, then that can only improve the experience for both people.
Well, I'll let you in on a secret that a lot of people don't know. And that is when we use our values and our needs in our sentences, that's what builds a connection with another person. That's the magic. That's the mystical part of it. That's what brings people trusting each other. When you hear that, you know, I was wondering when I was going to be on your TV show, your radio show. And, you know, it's 5 minutes after, but I said, Well, right now, what am I needing? I'm needing to be patient. I need to be patient with myself. Boom. Right, doing that just calms me right down, going to a need of patience. Just saying, I want to be patient, and when my time comes, it comes. It's great. I'm on a journey right now, so with Lauren.
Right.
And so I was being patient, which is not one of my great strengths. You know, I think a lot of people, I don't know if we're really as patient, but I'm still striving at that and working on that. And it's something that I'm giving myself appreciation on because I'm meeting my needs for patience. You know, even as when I get a red light, you know, I'm doing that. I'm saying, what am I wanting right now? Well, I want some stimulation. That's another need that we have, but I also want some patience to sit at this red light, take a few deep breaths, and all of a sudden life is a lot better just by taking a deep breath, as you were talking about earlier in the show. So that's a great place, by the way, to take some breaths and relax is at a red light. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know the other thing you talk about is an appreciation template that causes a positive shift in others. Can you share a little bit about what that is and how that plays out?
All right, let me do another example, another model. You seem very prepared. You know what I'm going to be talking about, and you know what my topic is. And I appreciate that you are very prepared and very clear on what I'm doing. So I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, how's that feel?
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I used right there is that list of needs. Your preparation is a need, and you being clear on what I'm talking about is of need, a value that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you that you are meeting my needs for preparation and for clarity, for seeing me as being as clear as possible from your preparation.
Right.
Instead of just saying, oh, yeah, Lauren, thanks a lot for having me on the show. Okay, big deal. But if I say, but I appreciate your preparation and that you're clear on what I'm going to be talking about. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
So I'm milking it too.
Yeah. It's a different experience, and it comes back to that explicit communication. It's, you know, one of the things, you know, on a similar note that I share with my clients and work with them on is that when they thank someone, it's not just to say thank you. What are you thanking for them for? Thank you for being a generous host. Thank you for having me in your home. Thank you for the delicious dinner, like whatever it is. But just add something on to personalize it and make it specific to them.
Yes,
right?
But then I would add on the need that they're achieving, that they're meeting for me of what they've done. Let's say I say, thank you for having me in your home. And then I'll add, because I really enjoy the comfort that you're providing. Thank you so much.
Mm.
So again, I'm putting the need in the
right.
need, the value that is being met.
Yeah.
I'm just not saying the one sentence of what's going on, but I'm saying this is what needs. What value you are meeting for me, and I appreciate that. That's
right.
What appreciation is.
Yeah, got it. That's awesome.
That's why this list is so important to have, this values list, and to put it, you know, I'm looking at my place right now, and I have it next to my computer and next to my phone, and you know, while I'm talking to somebody, I look at this list. I go, oh, yeah, they're meeting my need for clarity right now, for me understanding them. I'm going to tell them that because I really appreciate that. So I'll say, wow,
yeah,
thank
I
you
get that,
for
yeah.
the clarity that you're giving me. the understanding. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. Brilliant. I love
it.
So if you think of our society, from your perspective, why do you think that it's so empathy-deprived?
Empathy-deprived. I love that word. Because we don't listen to each other. You know, you might say something, and then I might say something. You may say something about yourself. I might say something about myself. I stop. I don't do that. I listen to the person. I focus on them. And
right.
Let's say, you might say, well, it's really hot here today. And, in reality, I would say, oh, yeah, it's really hot in Santa Barbara, too. But instead, I'll focus on you. When you say, it's really hot here, I go, oh, yes, it's not very comfortable for you right now, is it?
Right.
So it's a question, too. I'm asking you. I'm not telling you. It's a question. It's a question that I'm using these values and these needs. And it's kind of spiritual, too. These are spiritual values and needs, really, when you get really deep into this.
So I have to tell you, I have to just share a funny story before we wrap up, which totally relates but doesn't to this. So I have a best friend, and honestly, we have a communication style that I think there's no one else in the world that communicates the way you love. We'll be going somewhere, and she'll start telling me something, and at the exact same time, I'm telling her something totally different, and we each just in our own thoughts of what we need to express. But the craziness is that we both hear each other and respond to each other, and it's just, you have to be there to appreciate it, but it is the funniest thing, and she's literally the only person, and we often say to each other, like anyone who was watching us would think we were totally, like, insane, the way we managed to communicate with each other, and it's just, I'm just thinking of this because it's everything that this isn't, but it's just a rare circumstance where it's just different, and I don't know what made me think of that, but it's
well,
such
it sounds
a special
like you have,
and,
your friendship is very strong, and there's a lot of understanding between the both of you. It's not just
huge,
words,
yeah.
it's the spiritual part of it that you guys are connecting so heavily with each other. That's the most important part, is this connection.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Rick, thank you so much for being on the show. I love what you shared with our listeners, and even for myself, I definitely took something away from this and just so appreciate you coming on. Can you just let our listeners know where they can connect with you, your website, where they can get this list and maybe look more into it?
Okay, I have my website is full of information. There's the classes, there's workshops everywhere. And just go to my website, rickgoodfriend.com. It's really easy, rickgoodfriend.com. Or you can call me. Y'all can call me at 805-453-3524. But the website really has so much information. And I hope that your people will go to it and I can share what I know.
Awesome. Rick, thank you so much just for that amazing information, the insights, and hopefully this will help people connect and communicate better. Thank you so much. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick. All right, we are going to take a quick commercial break and then we will be right back.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek
gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I cannot believe it's another show done and complete, and just want to thank you so much for listening in today. As always, the question that I want to leave you with at the end of the show is, what do you take away from this, and what will you implement in your life to create something different? Because, as we know, without a different action, nothing is going to change. So my question for you is, what action will you take differently going forward? Remember that this hour is all about you. So if there's anything you would love to hear about on the show, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can reach me via my Facebook page at facebook.com/Lauren Jorno or via my website, laurenjorno.com. And that is where you can also download a copy of my free 7-day mini transformation mastery program. And if you want to listen to any of the previous shows, you can now find them all on iTunes. So you can just head over to iTunes and download the podcast. If you would like to be a guest on my show, please go to lifesissueswithlaurenjorno.com and fill out the registration form and select a date that works with your schedule. And then finally, just a reminder that a couple times a month, I'm going to be doing a complimentary group coaching call where I dive into some of the aspects of my high-performance coaching. And if you want to be notified of when those are, either, you know, check regularly on my Facebook page or go to my website, laurenjorno.com, and just sign up onto the mailing list, and you will be notified. And I hope you can join me on some of those calls. Just want to thank you again for listening in today, and hopefully join me again next week. And until then, embrace your inner truth, live your purpose, and make your contribution in the world today.
You've been listening to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano on the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.